Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 6. Tell the people of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, repent and turn away from your idols and stop all your detestable sins. If you'd visited Jerusalem in the days leading up to King Nebuchadnezzar's attack on the city in 597 BC, you might not have thought their problems were that great. The temple was still functioning, and on the surface, nothing seemed to be going wrong. But it was a bit like picking up a juicy apple which looks perfect on the outside. Take one bite, and you immediately realise that it's a very different story on the inside. Jerusalem could put on a good show, but when the Lord shone his light on the situation, it was a complete mess. In their hearts, the people had firmly rejected God and given themselves over to idolatry. The problem with idols is that they push God out. They demand attention and devotion, making it impossible to give God his rightful place as first in our hearts. Unfortunately, the word idolatry makes one immediately think of strange ancient statues. This is dangerous, as it can lead to us assuming that idols are no longer a problem these days. But nothing could be further from the truth. Idols are in plentiful supply and can take any form. Quite often, there'll be things that are perfectly good in themselves. Friendships, family, sport, our career, homes or holidays, they're all excellent. And they're part of God's good gifts to us. But if they're allowed to become so important as to take God's place, they become idols and they need to be brought down to size. The prophecy which Ezekiel had to bring to the people was very bleak in many ways. He made it clear that God would judge his people for the ways in which they'd behaved. They would be struck down by war and famine, but amid the harsh judgments, there was still a glimmer of light. God longed for his people to acknowledge their sin and change. They needed to repent and turn back to God. Today, idols are as attractive as ever, but because of God's love and mercy, he still calls us to repent and to turn back to him. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us always to give you first place in our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.